Well, let me give you a couple of things here that I think you really need to know and understand, because 2023 is going to be a pivotal year. I have talked to people that I trust in Washington, and that's about four people, and they are very concerned that the U.S. dollar is going to have some problems this year, which might lead to the central bank digital currency. The Federal Reserve is doing everything they can to make sure that everything is safe. You know, after the big banking crash, they had, you know, one of these stress tests. And they're like, we're going to do a stress test because we got to make sure that everybody, you know, you got all those loans and you can cover anything that's risky. So we want to find out what's risky. Okay, sounds good so far, right? It's good to know. Can the bank survive a downturn? How risky are their investments? And so they were doing that. And it was great. Wonderful. Then there was this added little benefit that the Fed is doing now. They've decided that if you are a bank and you have, let's say, green energy, like solar panel companies, you not only are more stable as a bank, you can use that investment in solar panel companies to actually use it as an asset, a very stable asset, to be able to loan more money out to somebody else. So the more green energy things you have, which we have seen, oh my gosh, how many solar panel companies did you invest in America that has just turned into a gold mine? It is now weakening the stress test. It is doing the exact opposite problem. It's insanity. It's like, you know what? You're safe to drive down the freeway without your seatbelt, you know, as long as you're texting at the same time. Then it'll be totally safe. That's what the Fed is doing. Meanwhile, our prices of everything still are skyrocketing. Energy is down, which the Fed is going, that's great. See, that's going to reduce everything. Meanwhile, if you are trying to buy eggs in California, this is going to blow your mind. California, a dozen eggs is now $7.37 compared to $2.35 a year ago. The problem is people are switching to eggs because they're cheaper than meat, which, by the way, we're trying to get rid of the meat. I mean, you know that, right? We are sitting here with bugs now being discussed. I got a great story on that in the show prep today. You want to sign up for it at glenbeck.com. It's free. You get all of the stories that I see every morning, and you can read them all. These are the stories that I have selected. I said, this is important. Not all of them make it on the show. But one of them, another one, is about bugs. This restaurant in New York that is like, we have Ethiopian ants in our creme fraiche, huh? And that's a certain je ne sais quoi. By the way, those ants are alive while they put them on your whatever. No thank you. And in this particular article from New York, it actually states, we're doing it because of the carbon expense of traditional food. So we're now looking to eat bugs. Yesterday, I also told you that the Richard Trumka from the Consumer Protection Agency has declared, because he got a study from a global warming group, that natural gas is very bad for your children if it's in your house. So we shouldn't really have natural gas stoves. And we shouldn't have natural gas, you know, heaters or anything natural gas. Oh, wow. Whew, California sure is in trouble, huh? Because they wanted to be really super green. And so all of their state cars and all of their buses and everything else, natural gas. No, it's dangerous now. And in something that is so striking, this study just came out. Richard Trumka just said, we've got to consider getting rid of all natural gas in homes. And Governor Hochul yesterday just decided she's got some legislation to make sure that there are no natural gas outlets in any new construction in New York. Gang, we are in trouble. You better get to a state that is not doing, and quite honestly, I'm not sure it's Texas. But you better get to a state where like-minded people are all around, because they are going to cut us off from everything. But that's if we, you know, that's if the Fed doesn't help us some more. I want to talk to you about what is happening in Asia, Russia, prices of oil. It's collapsing. So it's going down now, which is making things better for Europe. Yay! They can buy more Russian oil. Yay! Meanwhile, we're not doing anything about it, but Saudi Arabia, China, Russia, they're starting to move their entire economy. Russia is now backing their ruble with oil. So it's like a petrodollar. Oh, that'll never work. Oh, wait a minute. That's what we did until Saudi Arabia said, yeah, we're going to accept anything, really. Even Chinese can pay us in the yuan. We're fine with that. We'll take a ruble. Whatever. What does it mean? Why have we not discussed? What does it mean with the death of the petrodollar? It means that half the world, the part of the world that's not with us, is no longer required to hold a dollar, a U.S. dollar. What happens when half the world's countries say, oh, we don't need the dollar? They begin to sell them. They already are. And if they're sold, what happens? They go out in the system instead of in a bank, which does what? Too many dollars in the system chasing too few goods. Inflation goes up. So what do? You raise interest rates. Well, the problem now is, as we are seeing the death of the petrodollar, you're also seeing the Fed in a very unusual place. Raising even another half point is spooking everybody who pays attention to this stuff. The Fed has to raise interest rates to get inflation under control. But when they do that, this is how they control inflation. They take more money from you. They slow your spending down, and so that causes you not to go chase those goods with the dollar, okay? And then they're supposed to take those dollars in interest that they get, take them back into the Fed, and destroy them so there's not too many dollars. So the first step on this road is to hurt you and your bank account and your ability to buy things. The problem is we are now looking at recession and inflation. Forget about stagflation. Forget about that. Forget about it. We're looking at something different. We are looking at the dumping of the U.S. dollar by the East, flooding the market. Then you have higher interest rates hurting your bank account to suck those dollars and your dollars back into the Fed. This will cause if they raise the interest rates, this will cause a stock market crash. But it causes the stock market crash because your dollars and the banks need dollars to grow the companies. So if there's a collapse of the stock market, people start selling things, people start losing their houses. And when that collapses, what happens? the banks collapse because they've got them all. But the good news is this time they have all those solar panel companies. So they got all the windmill and solar panel companies as good as gold. If they have to start selling those things, who are they selling them to? Also, this is a really nice, handy thing. When the banks start to go under, they immediately have to start liquidating things and calling in loans. They have to also stop giving loans. So if you're in a tight spot and you need a loan, the bank will no longer give you a loan. And if you go under, you probably have a loan with some other bank. And so it just is it's a pile of dominoes. One thing triggers another. And this time, we're not looking at a 10-year reset because we didn't do it right the last time. We are looking now, and they are officially saying this, that we are now looking at a possibility of something like the Great Depression or beyond. And I say beyond because we are looking at the collapse of the dollar. If the stock market falls, if the banking community begins to have the same problems that it had in 08, the problem is way too big because we no longer have a reserve currency for half the world. They can sell those dollars. Our enemy, China, they could just dump all those dollars. It would be worth it to them because it would destroy us. Just dump them. And then how much is it worth? See, here's the reason you should consider gold or silver, and this is not a commercial. Gold and silver are constitutionally dollars. That's money. That's currency. The dollar that we have is a note. It says, hey, it's worth this amount. But that changes all the time because of inflation. It's not backed by anything. The problem is there's too much money. There's not enough gold to reset the global markets to a gold standard. There's not enough gold, even in the mines. There's not enough gold to pay for what we have all done all around the world. And the entire world is in on it. So when the Federal Reserve says, you know what, we're going to print money because we can't let the stock market fail, all of the central banks in the West will do the same thing. And then it's just a matter of time of when do we get to the bottom? Please, please consider what is coming our way. I believe this is the beginnings of it we will see this year. And when it happens, it will probably happen rapidly. And people in the media will tell you the exact opposite. No, no, no. They've got it planned. Whatever you do, don't do whatever the right thing is to do.